Hey podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, our Captain Paul with his brave announcement.
We chatted with Andrew Gaff from the Eagles.
And our tribute to Hugh Jackman.
You could give Dad this Big Breakfast catch-up for Father's Day, or you could really spoil him with big brand fragrances from Chemist Warehouse.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5 with The Big Breakfast here. If you're stuck on what to get Dad this Father's Day, Chemist Warehouse has you covered with big brand fragrances at low prices. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Our mate Captain Paul has been missing for a bit of time. And a bit of a mystery man. Captain Paul, good to see you, mate.
Good to be here.
Captain Paul, you've had 2 weeks off the show, I think.
Has it been two? Long? Should be more.
Come close. And so people were starting
great
to ask.
Tan.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
But you haven't been in Barbados. People were starting to ask questions and say, where is Captain Paul? And so we thought best to get you in to talk about where you've been.
Well, shall I start at the beginning?
Yeah, go on.
Earlier this year, I was starting getting a few cramps and stuff in my stomach.
Yep. Mm.
Thought it was heartburn, thought it was stress, thought it was all sorts of things. Did all sorts of, I was having Melanta for my heartburn.
Right.
And it would go away. And then I started having irregular poos and realised that it was actually the Melanta doing it. Stopped, everything came back to normal. So it was on and off of this sort of feeling of like a chest pain, like a lower abdomen pain.
Yeah.
Anyway, I put up with it, just sort of changed a few things. Sometimes it would go away, sometimes it would come back. And then I had my niece and nephew staying on the way up to Kalbarri, and the morning when they were leaving, they said, I heard you groaning last night for like about 5 minutes.
Mm.
You were right. And I went, I don't even know about it. It was like a dream.
Mm.
And he goes, oh, no, I was going to get up. And I, you know, I said to your niece, like, this is, should we get up? And anyway, it went away after about 5 minutes. So I came into work and told Tom, our producer,
yep.
who then quickly got onto the phone and organised a doctor.
Ah.
Good on him. And so next minute I went and got a doctor's appointment about 10 o'clock that morning.
Yep.
Got some blood tests, urine tests, and everything else done. And then got a call. I was going to see them the next afternoon.
Yep.
They brought it forward to 10 that morning. And as the doctor came down the corridor, I could just see on her face.
Oh, really?
Oh, this is not good.
Yeah, you told her, didn't you? Don't play poker.
Yeah, you've got to poker face.
Yeah, yeah.
Give it to me.
I don't want a cup of tea.
A cup of tea.
Yeah.
Anyway, she said, we found a lump and it's 99% sure it's cancer because the internal bleeding, I was really low blood count, no iron, and I was tired, and you know. But I just thought that was part of this morning breakfast show.
Yes,
and then that was it. So I went in for a CT scan, and then they confirmed it, like with the showing up. Since then, I've had the colonoscopy, had the operation up there, so they know exactly where it is. And then now I'm just going through a few diet things and stuff, and then on next Wednesday. I go in and get operated on, and they're going to hopefully get it all out one hit.
One go,
And if they don't, then maybe a dose of chemo or two.
Mm.
We don't know, but at this stage, I'm just fingers crossed it'll just come out as one hit.
Yeah.
And then it's quite a full-on operation, apparently, because I said, is it like a day operation? And he just laughed at me. And he said, no, do it. And then the body hates being touched in these organs.
Right, okay.
It clams up, and so 5 to 10 days in hospital. In recovery, and then at least 2 weeks on the couch, and they reckon it'll take about 6 weeks to actually sort of bounce back to close to normal.
Mm.
Bit of a road.
Yeah.
Ahead. Wow.
And this all happened in the space of 5 days or something?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you
did say to us that you were having extreme stomach issues and stuff like that, and we're all a bit worried about you.
I actually think that I seem to recall maybe it was, because I thought it was January, but I actually think it was, might have been December last year that I got the first, and I thought that it was just sort of, you know, like nearly holiday time, and because as soon as I went to Denmark for that 4 weeks, gone.
Okay.
Nothing happens. And that's what happens. It comes and goes and comes and goes. And
you self-diagnosis.
You write it off I write it off as heartburn.
Yes.
Because I was getting that. So,
and
that's it. So all of a sudden, five, you know, whatever it is now, days later, I'm just about to go under the knife.
When the news came through, mate, my bowel screening test was sitting at my desk at work, at home, in
and
the
you
office.
Didn't?
And I'd done one, because you do two samples of poo, right? So I did the second one and sent it off straight away. I went, I've got to do this. I mean, that's what part of the reason why we've come in today, isn't it?
Exactly. I'm one of the 66%
yep.
who don't do it. And right. mine was sitting up on top of the cupboard and has been for,
really?
When was the last one? I think, look, I honestly think, this is the second one. I chucked the first one away.
Right, okay.
I mean, to be fair, finding anything anything at your place isn't easy.
And so that goes to show what a dick, where I've been.
Yeah.
Because that, this could have been onto it. And because that traces minuscule bits of blood in the system, they don't show up from where this particular cancer is, because it could go all the way around the colon and it's got a huge way to go. So you never see it if you're sitting on the dunny and checking things. So.
Yeah. Can you stick around, mate?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
good man.
Good man. Captain Paul's with us this morning. We've just heard his news. We knew that, but now you know that. And you want to take some calls or something, mate? Lines are open. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. Just encourage people.
Whatever you want to do,
1-3-3-5-3. Paul is going to hang around for a while here, and he can say whatever he likes this morning.
Yeah.
Look out.
He's got cupcakes baked for him and all the rest of it.
See me panic with that.
Yeah, people giving him hugs. He'd never hug him.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
We've got our good mate Captain Paul who's come in, who's been away for... a couple of weeks, week and a half or thereabouts, and we've just been chatting, Paul, about the fact that you've been diagnosed with cancer. You've got what they call bowel cancer, but it's a growth in your colon. How big is it?
So about 6 centimetres, so maybe the size of a fist or whatever that is.
Wow.
A little bit less than a fist, so it's pretty big. So
We've talked too about the fact, I mean, we've known for a little bit now, like this last 2 weeks, and obviously we hadn't told anybody yet, but, we've talked amongst the three of us here in the studio about the fact that you hadn't been to a doctor in some time. You'd been telling us as friends and colleagues coming in and going, oh, my stomach's playing up, and none of us really took it for more than what you thought it was, which was heartburn. But we did also notice some changes in you when we had no elevator, for example, for 16 weeks in the building, and we were all having to take the stairs, and sometimes you were coming up those stairs and it was harder than it should have been, and none of us, we're close enough that we could have said to you, hey, you want to get checked out, is everything cool? And we sort of didn't, and I understand why we didn't, but I implore people now to go, if you've got a loved one in your life, if you've got a husband or a friend or a colleague, then, get them to get checked, get blood tests done every year, do those things, because without producer Tom booking you that random doctor's appointment, you still wouldn't know that you had cancer.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. And I haven't been, because I used to get a medical every year, of course, when I was flying, so then it was never a thought of mine, because I'd get checked out every year and everything was fine, so... So, but you're right, it's that little thing. And I just thought, oh, I'm getting old when I came up the stairs.
Yeah. Well, I thought, oh, 79, that's pretty natural.
and now you know that it was because you had no iron in your blood.
Yeah. And literally, so they said critical low levels of blood, of iron, and very low blood count. And so so all of that combined showed that there's some sort of internal bleeding and stuff going on.
Paulie, you did talk briefly about walking down the corridor and seeing the doctor who's going to tell you the news. And it's a bit like, how are you feeling and what was going through your mind? Is it feel like you're on a movie set? Like, because you see it in the movies.
I
don't think it's going to happen to you.
No, I've always had it in my head that I'd handle that news well, and I did. It's like, okay, well, this is my journey now, and that's it. And she was more concerned than me.
Yep.
And your attitude has been remarkable.
What can you do? Yeah, that's the thing is that humour keeps you happy and keeps you healthy, I reckon. Yeah. So that's part of it. And it's got me off my bum and started walking and doing exercise and stuff, prepping for this op, but also to get fit and healthy and get through it. So
I'm glad you got a sense of humour, because some of the stirring we've been doing, I've been by text. handled very well.
Yeah. Oh, it's been hilarious. And look, and the funniest thing is when I got the colonoscopy, that was the thing. They figured out who I was, and I was in the surgery. And just as they put the anaesthetist on, I said, so there's a doc, trainee doc, a couple of nurses and the anaesthetist. And just as I was about to go under, I said, look, if I see any pictures on social media with flowers up my flowers up my ass, and Lulu goes behind me with thumbs up, I said, well, I'm going to be pissed.
It's the human vase. So,
and then they sort of rolled me on to the side, knowing full well that they're going to play with my body. And then I remember going under and then waking up in exactly the same position, like nothing had happened. So still on my side where the brain, and I remember looking up and there's a coffee and a couple of pickies, and I hadn't eaten. I was starving, but I couldn't sort of reach up to get them at that stage.
Yeah.
Then they took the trolley away.
Oh, nice.
Because they thought they were going to keep me in hospital and just keep going.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And I was just going, no, I've got to eat something. So as it happened, I got in with another specialist, like this, basically a research team, and so they put it off by a week. So, which is good. And they wanted me to prep. I had very low levels of blood and stuff. They wanted my levels and everything up before they operated.
So from now, you've got surgery booked in, which this has all happened in less than a 3-week period. You know, this happened quickly and it's serious. So now surgery and possible chemo.
Yes.
And then we go from there. So surgery this week.
Yeah, so they'll know once they get it out and they do. So all the biopsies know what it is, but they don't quite, if it's really aggressive, for instance, then they, and they're not quite sure, then they'll do some, but what they call up, cleaning up chemo, basically.
Oh, okay.
Just to make sure.
Okay. Right.
Give me a few zaps and then I just get checked every year for 5 years.
Yep.
And basically that's it. So, but I've been CT'd right from my throat down to my abdomen now with 2 CTs now, which is good
because it's all clear. Else.
So everything else, that's the good thing.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Else is fine.
It's remarkable. I mean, this is hard work to recover from initially, but it's remarkable how the body bounces back. If you're having a third of your tract taken out? Like, incredible.
So about 30%. So bottom of the stomach, IC valve into the colon, and about 30% of that colon. So if you go into biology 101, look at the front of a human body, there's the big U shape that goes over the top, then it goes down into the bowel.
Yep.
This is on the right-hand side, so the start of that.
Oh, okay.
Because if it was on the other side, closer to the bum, well, then the doctor said it would be a completely different conversation.
Mm, that'll be on eBay before we know it. Are you happy to take a call, Paul?
Absolutely,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, sure. Donna's on the line. You got more phones ringing here than Hugh Jackman, right? Got a few fans ringing. Donna, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Captain Paul. I just want to wish you the best, and I want to say you can do it. Mm. I'm a survivor thanks to that bowel kit.
Is that right?
Oh, right.
See, there you go. There you go.
So you can do it. It sounds like they've caught it relatively early, and, you know, I wish you the best. Take it easy. It will knock you about.
Mm.
But like I said, you can do it. You're in good hands. But please keep promoting that bowel kit. It saved my life. I had no signs or symptoms.
That's often the case, Donna. Lots of people getting around without symptoms, and then it's too late. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And I was already a stage 2, so I had pretty major surgery as well.
Wow.
With the option of chemo, I chose not to. But I'm on a 5-year plan like Captain Paul's going to be. And seriously, like I said, we just cannot promote this bowel kit test enough.
Mm,
absolutely.
Thanks, Donna.
Thanks, Donna. Yeah, well, that's right. If I had have done it, I'd been exactly in that same position. I would have got onto it not much earlier.
Yeah. Well, if you want more information too, you can go to bowelcancer.org.au. But anything, you know, people just go and get tested, right?
Yeah,
Regular GP blood tests.
Or go and have a colonoscopy. I did one of those last year, you know, and they said, oh, you got a few polyps and that kind of thing. But it seemed clear. But, hey, mate.
I always sort of clam up a little bit when they say they're going to poke something up there. So.
Of course. Yeah. But, you know, you've got the whole of Perth behind you. You're a beautiful man. We love you so much. And we need you back because you're the only one that laugh at my jokes.
You know what? That's true.
But we really missed you, mate, and we're glad that this is all going to work out. And we just
made me cry.
You know, we were devastated. Yeah. So,
you cry if everyone eats your cupcake.
I saw Laurie's cooked. Yeah, good on you, Laurie. Thanks.
Good on you, Paulie. Talk to you soon,
cheers,
Captain Paul. Joining us this morning.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt, and Kimber.
All flashbacks all day.
Shut up.
He's an All-Australian, the best wingman in AFL, and he's our man inside the West Coast Eagles. Let's talk footy with Andrew Gaff for Automasters.
Can you believe it's the last round of the regular season? Gaffy, good to see you, mate.
Okay, guys, how you going? Just wanted to say, Captain Paul, thinking of you, mate. I hope you pull through. I'm sure you will.
Oh, mate. Well, you are part of our family now. And
that's right.
So much so that you feel so comfortable you turn up with a shirt with stains on it.
Yeah, I did.
That was funny.
I thought I could get away with it. I went out for dinner last night and spilled a bit of my chicken schnitzel in the gravy, I think. Woke up this morning and put it on and looked in the mirror and I thought, I think I'm going to be okay here.
No one's going to notice.
Especially bleary-eyed breakfast announcers.
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
Matt said it straight away.
What
was that? Can I have some?
A bit of effort, please.
Well,
so I'm a bit flat now.
It is a white T-shirt.
You know, Gaffy, I'm going to come in with the obvious big game on the weekend.
Yeah, bring my top game.
Big game. It's important.
Week at a time.
It is, yeah. Hawthorn are playing really well at the moment, and they've won 2 in a row pretty easily, and we've got plenty to play for this week. It's been a crazy season. It's going to be a crazy weekend, I'm sure, as well. So it'd be nice for a start if Essendon played well against Collingwood tonight for us. But we've got to
talk to Matt. They're Matt's guys. He knows them personally. Call them up.
Yeah.
No. Even you're jumping off.
I don't know. Well, we sort of got a taste of finals last weekend, didn't we?
Felt like it. It was a great game. You realise they're lucky to be able to play and to be privileged enough to play in big games like that. And halfway through the last quarter, when Richmond got a couple of goals up and we pegged a couple back to square it in a game that most of the country was watching. I don't think we lost too many fans there, but we still went through periods in that second and third quarter where I think we were comprehensively outplayed. So it's going to give us confidence if and when we play Richmond again, but they're a quality team, and I think they're going to probably beat Brisbane as well this weekend. So they're going to be in really good form, mate, probably winning eight in a row to start the finals. So we're going to do our part of the job this weekend, tomorrow night, but it's going to be exciting September.
Hey, Gaffy. Slap me if you want to, but I want to bring something up, right? We know what happened last year, and you missed this really exciting time of year. Have you thought about, we're just a few weeks from a grand final, well, finals are not far away. Have you dared to dream, mate, for yourself?
A little bit, yeah. You definitely appreciate playing at this time of year, especially me with last year, and very lucky and thankful that I can, and the team's in a similar position to last year. There's absolutely no guarantees that you're going to get back to that scenario. But as I said on the weekend, you play a big game against a top side, and you realise this is what you play football for, and you really enjoy. You walk off disappointed, but happy that you're involved, and happy that the team's playing well enough to be in with a chance. So it's an exciting time of the year. All players want to play at this time of the year, and only eight teams get to. So looking forward to it. And we put ourselves in a really good spot, as I said.
Yeah. And how's everyone feeling? Is everyone in good shape? Feeling well for this far? Because obviously, you know, right at the end, it can be tough.
Yeah, I'm sure there's players across the comp, and I'm sure there's players in our teams with a few niggles that we probably struggle to get up for a little bit more this time of year. And we're looking forward to hopefully getting Big Nick back in a couple of weeks, if not the first final. So if he plays, he makes our team so much better. And we'd love to have him out there, but we want to make sure he's 100% right, because we want to take guys at 100% fit into a final. So it's exciting. We have a week off. I'm sure most of the footy fans probably don't enjoy the week off. But for us that play 22 weeks in a row, it's nice to just do something different for a week. And
Maybe you could do some washing.
Something different, yes.
Live the life of the rest of us live.
You've got to learn how to wash those things.
You'll never come in again, mate, if you keep picking on you. And you mentioned Nick, but there's another bloke called Shepherd in your footy team who missed out last year, and Brad must be pretty excited too this time of year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's in a similar boat to me, albeit different circumstances. So me and him get on really well, and we've shared a bit of how we're feeling, more so from last year and all that, but he's really excited, and he's having a great year, as he always does, and finally getting the recognition he deserves. And I'm sure he's looking forward for a big game on the weekend, but also a big September.
And how weird is it at West Coast having your crosstown rivals with what's gone on this week at Freo? It must be a bit bizarre, isn't it? I mean, you're focusing on what you're doing, but it's a bit strange.
Yeah, it is. Most of the stuff you hear on the radio and the TV is stuff coming from Melbourne, and you're sort of loosely attached to it. But when it's Freo down the road, it sort of rocks the whole state a bit. And yeah, it's obviously, not ideal for the footy club, but they've made a call, and they're looking forward to having some more, even more progress on field this year. I think they've really played some really good games, beaten some really good teams this year, and I'm sure next year they'll improve even more. And looking forward to them finishing on a good note this year.
Well, good luck tomorrow night, mate. Go and get those Hawks running around.
Good on you guys.
Run around Optus.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Hey guys, Hugh Jackman is in town, and the talk is, he's the eternal sweetheart, but what a talent.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're going on Saturday night. We're taking some listeners to RAC Arena, and it'll be wonderful.
It's a lot of shows for one man to fill an arena.
Yes.
Like, I'm assuming he's got some backup dancers and a lot going on behind
him. He does everything himself.
There's a band. He plays the drums, bongos. Yeah.
He probably does.
Yeah, he's doing the catering.
Having a look at the song list, some interesting choices in there. I see it's a familiar title, Thunderstruck. What's going on there?
Oh, Jackman's Akadaka.
Oh, yeah, sounds like it. Looks
I've
like
heard
it.
Some rumours about that song.
Maybe a tap dance. fans?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's his sort of version of that. That's interesting.
All right. And a few of the classics from the movies as well. So, and,
yeah.
And his stage career.
Mm. Wonderful.
So we've done a little bit of work on some Hugh Jackman here.
A homage to Hugh.
It is. It is. And it's been going around the building for a little bit. We've been singing to each other and making each other laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
hope it makes you laugh.
Absolutely. This is the new purchase you can make if you're going to merchandise when you're seeing Huey this week.
He's one of the world's biggest stars.
Hugh Jackman!
And now his greatest hits, all on one album.
Love and Hugh is easy cause I'm beautiful. There she was, just a-walking down the street singing Doo-wop-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-Hugh. I burn for Hugh.
Celebrating four decades of timeless classics.
I can't live.
Something for the lovers.
And I will always love you. Hugh makes me feel like a natural woman.
Something for the elevators.
And I will try to fix you.
Something for the shopping centres.
Oh baby, all I want for Christmas is Hugh.
And something.
Hugh used to call me on my cell phone.
You don't want to miss this.
Late night when you need my love.
Huge hits. Available now at all mediocre record stores.
Hey, it's a must get from the merchandise tent.
We are idiots.
Absolutely.
Don't go changing.
That was a bit of fun.
Jeez, I got found out on the Whitney Houston, didn't I?
Yeah, but I like that bit. That was funny. Were you doing that at 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
It's one of Perth's funniest nights out and it helps sick kids. Mix 94.5's Laugh Out Loud with Clancy, Matt and Kimber on The Big Breakfast.
Just a week to go.
Yes, this time next week we'll be getting on stage at the beautiful Astor Theatre to raise money for Telethon and have a few laughs.
Well, that at night we will be, not at this time. We probably have to still do a show.
That's right, yes. That's right,
yeah.
But it is it's a night of comedian, $35.50 for a ticket.
Yep.
I mean, how many, it's like five comedians, something like that?
Absolutely.
It's a great lineup, and we've been looking for an amateur comedian to do their first ever performance of stand-up comedy.
It's been interesting search, and we've been catching up with a few of the potentials who might be the person.
We have so many people will say to you after a gig, A, how do you do that? Isn't that the most frightening thing in the world? But secretly, I would love to give it a go. I don't want to be a famous comedian.
Yep.
I would just love to do it once in my life.
And just sort of to get through a set and maybe get that infectious, that laugh thing that gets you addicted to that.
Yes.
Yeah. So we said, we'll provide the audience and everyone will be really warm and supportive. We'll give you $500 for your efforts.
Yep.
You just have to send us some audio and hopefully you're the one who gets in. And we've chosen,
have we chosen
the winner.
Yes, we have.
Oh, well, we need to announce it, I think, to be honest. Matty, it's a big gig, mate, and you're the headliner, so you get to announce the winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, the amateur comedian who will no longer be amateur this time next week is Michelle from the Vines. Hello, my darling.
Oh, my goodness, I can't believe it.
Michelle, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm never expecting. I just put in. I didn't expect to go to the Astor and perform it.
Oh, Michelle, now that the reality is sinking in, or probably hasn't yet, but you will be on stage doing a few minutes of material next Friday night in front of a packed audience.
Oh, my goodness. I feel sick.
That's part of it, though.
No, yeah, save that for this time next week, my darling.
You don't want to be sick for a week.
Can I have a drink next Friday night?
Sure. And we'll help you, Michelle. Like, you know, we'll help you out if we can. And you know, if it helps, Matt will tell you how to write some comedy. He's got it down.
Oh, thank you. I need help. Oh, my goodness.
No, you don't, darling. And thank you to everyone who supplied a video and audio. It was all wonderful. But, Michelle, your infectious nature and character came out, and we just loved listening to you. And I think you're going to come in next week and have a chat with us, are you?
Yes, I believe so. On
Monday? Beautiful.
Yes.
Well, you and I can sit down and have a cuppa and talk about what we're going to do. But it sounds great.
Yeah, the thing about...
Thank you.
The thing about this night, Michelle, is you've got a lot of love wrapping our arms around you, and that includes the audience.
Yes.
You know, it's a really good vibe. So you won't get heckled unless you want us to heckle you.
I just dread that nobody's going to laugh.
Honestly.
I feel like that every morning.
Michelle, it's going to be super supportive on the night. We're so thrilled. And look, we've got a little bit of your audio here of the entry that you sent in to us. Here
okay.
it is.
Here we go.
Hey, last week I had an experience in public toilets. I walked in and every toilet was three, so I thought, great, I can dump in peace. I started to push my turtle out and I heard some footsteps. Somebody had only gone in cubicle next to me when there's nine other toilets free. That's rude. Because then I had to stop my dump and wait till she flushed the toilet so I could push again without the splash being heard.
Your head is a dump.
Michelle, it's going to be so glorious. Much fun. So we look forward to it. What made you put your entry in?
I have no idea. I think I'm going through a midlife crisis. I quit my permanent job, went casual, and then I heard this and I thought, well, my friends at work say that I make them laugh. Let's have a go.
Great.
I can't believe it.
Oh, you made us laugh, Michelle, and can't wait to meet you on Monday, and we'll start this process for your debut performance on Friday night.
All right, that's great. Thank you.
And someone prepare the Astor to get the toilets ready. Just
she wants to dump in peace.
Look, and for everyone else, we would love to see you at the night. Yeah. Tickets from Ticketek for only $35.50. You've got a bevy of comedians, as well as Michelle from The Vines getting up and giving it her first crack, and we want to have you there.
Yeah, part proceeds going to Telethon. Find out more at mix.com.au. What a night it's going to be next Friday.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Hey. Another day brings fun news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Okay, here's a phrase that you hear a lot these days. A woman has taken to social media.
Oh, never heard it before.
After her boss allegedly called her into the office and asked her to shave her legs. Oh, yeah. Yes, taken to social media. I mean, people used to go to, like, the international courts.
Yeah, they did.
Didn't they? But now you just go to social media.
Well, we used to just brush it off and call those things stupidity.
Yes, quite.
And brush the hair off.
Well, the boss, she said it was a very uncomfortable conversation with her boss, and he went all red and was stuttering and not quite confident. And she claims that the boss said, look, colleagues had complained about the hair on her legs.
A little hirsute, was she?
A little hirsute, yes. Isn't that a lovely word?
Yeah, it is.
Now, yeah, I mean, I don't know. What I don't know.
You're like...
And she's complaining, and of course people have gone, well, that's absolutely crazy. You should call in HR.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, are you that offended? Are you guys offended by hairy legs on a woman? Like, would you see it enough to report it?
No.
I mean, I don't understand what they're reporting. That's the weirdest thing about it. Yeah, like, it's not an actual complaint, surely.
The only person who's ever been worried about hairy legs in my life is the woman who's telling me how disgusting they are. I go, I don't care.
No. And the woman says, look, I only shave my legs when I'm dating a new guy.
Right.
But I've been with the same guy for 3 years. Now, that's absolutely fine. But it does sound like one of those companies that gives you a great deal to join up.
Yeah.
And then once you're in, you get nothing.
Not even a lady shave.
So obviously that's not cool, and people shouldn't have to do that. But like a lot of stories these days, the pivotal piece of information that's missing is what she does.
Oh.
Now, you know.
Oh, yes.
Because there would be something, like maybe she races for the Green Edge cycling team in the Tour de France.
Yeah.
In that case.
In that case, look, you need to shave your legs because if you have an injury, it makes it much harder for us to heal.
And you're slowing the team down.
You're
not aerodynamic.
Hydrodynamic if she's a swimmer.
So come on social media. If you're going to, you know, fix all of humanity's ills, I need the whole story.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
The juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Tim Minchin is coming back to Perth.
That's who it is.
Timmy, he returns in 2020. Now, it's the first Australian tour since he came back after, I mean, he's been living overseas for well over a decade.
Yes.
And this tour also saw him pick up a prestigious Helpman Award for the Best Australian Contemporary Concert. And so he's retouring it, and it will be coming back to Perth. And this was what Tim had to say on his Twitter account.
Hello, Tim Minchin here. I am announcing some more Australian tour dates. Earlier this year, we travelled around the country with a show called Back, Old Songs, New Songs, FU Songs, and people really liked it, and we really loved doing it, and lots of people missed out on tickets, so we're just going to go to do some more dates.
Great.
So coming back, so it'll be at Crown Theatre on Friday, March the 6th. So if you want to check out Tim Minchin, you can go to timminchin.com or livenation.com.au.
Will he be seen coming shirtless out of Cottesloe Beach?
I don't know if he'll do a Hugh Jackman.
Oh, okay.
It's funny you say that. I mean, Hugh Jackman, yes, spotted at the Cottesloe Beach in his traditional... He always has a shot.
Spotted or he called a press conference?
I think he calls ahead.
I mean, yeah. Clancy and I have joked about this for years. Yeah. We think that he tells all the paps he's going to be there because every city he ever visits, there's a shot of him emerging from the water
it's
with his shirt
ring.
Off.
Yeah.
You know, and he's fit, you know.
I have heard him admit that he does that to keep him off his back when he's going to get a coffee.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So they've got what they want. What do you want, boys, girls?
And take you know
photos.
What? I try and do the same thing, but they never show up.
You put your shirt back
I
on.
Let them know where I'll be at every moment. Not one.
I love that. But most of the time you're taking your clothes off is in here in
yeah,
the studio.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You need to work on the other parts of the Wolverine, not just the hair.
But yes, Hugh Jackman in town, spotted at Cottesloe at the beach. And his performance last night was apparently, Wednesday night was apparently spectacular.
Yep.
And another couple of shows tomorrow as well. So that's going to be great.
Yeah, we'll be there with some listeners tomorrow night.
Yes. And now, this one excites me too. Get ready to re-enter the Matrix.
You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Wonderland sounds good.
I'll take anything you've got, mate.
I'll take any colour pill.
Yeah.
I loved the Matrix series. I thought it was great. But Lana Wachowski is set to write and direct a fourth film in the world of the Matrix. She wrote the original ones and produced those with her sister. And Keanu Reeves and Carrie-Anne Moss are going to reprise their roles as Neo and Trinity. They will definitely be back.
Yep.
The plot details are unknown at the moment. Not sure how they're going to do the role of Morpheus because originally played by Lawrence Fishburne.
Yep.
And some sources are saying that might be recast for a bit of a younger take, perhaps.
Okay.
But this is just a quirky fact. The Matrix, The Matrix Reloaded and Matrix Revolutions earned more than $1.6 billion global box office.
Wow, that's clever. Lazy level. So,
that's funny.
And even worse, the first Matrix had its 20th anniversary this year.
Oh, really?
It's been 20 years since the first Matrix.
See, that one's a little bit disturbing.
Yeah. I was surprised by that. But that is your daily juice.
Yeah. Oh, can we just say happy birthday to someone?
Yeah.
He's been on this show in the past. His name is Rick Springfield. He's 70 today.
He is not.
I kid you not. Rick Springfield is 70 today.
What?
Hey.
But he was in Californication and he only looked like... No.
Well, when he came in here a few years ago, lovely bloke. I think he'd had new teeth done at that stage. He was in his mid-60s, I think, Ricky.
Yes.
But just an absolute sweetheart and still tours and plays great rock shows around the planet.
God, 70.
The sands of time don't stop, do they?
Isn't that incredible?
I look like an old leather handbag in the corner over here.
You wear it well.
Yeah, you certainly do. Can we get two of those?
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
The news came through. Of course, there's been a lot of footy news this week with the sacking of Ross Lyon at Fremantle. And, of course, the Eagles preparing for the finals. There's a really big game this weekend going on. But for Collingwood, Steele Sidebottom, one of their
good player,
veteran champions. Mm. Yeah, he's always got so much time, hasn't he, on the footy field. But Steele Sidebottom won't play in the game for Collingwood against Essendon in the final round of the AFL.
Oh, why is that?
Because he ruptured a testicle at training.
Oh, wow.
Or as Jared Waitley said on the 360 show yesterday, he got kicked in the nuts.
Oh.
Which was a bit weird to hear Jared say that.
But well, there's been kicked in the nuts and there's rupturing a testicle.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
The footage.
Particularly when your name's Sidebottom.
Oh, mate. That's the first thing I thought. But I was watching it going, now, we've caught one. I remember fielding in the gully once and copping one in the goals.
Oh, stop it.
It does hurt. But this was a ruptured testicle. So this is a bit different. But watching him squirm around trying to get up and continue training, I'm just going,
stop. But that's the kind of stuff that makes you uncomfortable. It makes you uncomfortable just seeing it or someone telling you that's enough for men. If you go, oh, so-and-so got hit in the plums, everyone goes, ugh.
Oh, David Boone once batted on after well, he got hit.
Yeah.
And he batted on and made quite a few important runs. And then we found out later he was then rushed to hospital with a ruptured testicle. Ooh. At that moment, I thought, that's our Prime Minister.
Yeah. Hey, could we get an opening batsman with balls to go and play for us in the Ashes?
I must, but you know what? That doesn't even, I mean, it doesn't make me squirm as much, obviously, because I don't have any. But
sure.
I squirm at things that are way less than that.
Go on.
Like, I'll squirm at kids with wobbly teeth.
Oh, yeah, that's,
you know,
yeah.
Kids when they've got, like, a loose tooth.
And they poke their tongue behind.
Yeah.
Now, one of the...
I love doing that.
Oh, they'll come up and they'll just go, look, I've got a... I hate that.
And sticking their tongue through, yeah.
Oh, it's gross.
But even if it's your nieces.
Yes. Anyone wobbling a loose tooth, that's squirmy stuff for me.
I've told you about my best mate, Boogie.
Yep.
Right.
Mm. Now,
one of the grossest men you've ever met in terms of trying to gross you out, right?
Oh,
just as kids, just always wiping boogies on you or whatever.
Is that even get his nickname?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I could get him back.
Mm.
If I brushed my teeth in front of him,
yeah,
he'd start dry retching.
You're kidding.
No.
And you're a toothbrusher. Like, you do it before the show here.
I enjoy a good toothbrush.
Yeah. How does he brush his own teeth?
Well, I don't know, but that was the one thing I could get him back on.
You weren't doing anything gross like having the paste spill out in your face?
No, I would play up.
G'day, mate, how are you? You know, with all the...
But that was the one thing that made him squirm.
That's great. Give us a call, 133353, and just try and make us squirm.
Yeah.
I think this is not a real challenge for me. Well, I squirm it a lot.
Yeah. And if you see Kimber at Telethon this year, wriggle your teeth, kids. You could also win tickets to the Angry Birds 2 and an Angry Birds 2 merchandise pack here as our caller of the day.
Yes. Don't miss the hilarious animated family comedy in cinemas September 12th.
Hey, lines are open, 133353.
Give us a call. Make us squirm.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, still sidebottom in his testicles that were obviously had a terrible rupture and an incident and it made us all squirm. And speaking of squirming,
mm-hmm.
remember when Captain Paul drilled through his own hand?
How could we forget?
And then showed us
He showed us photos
of the skin still on the drill bit.
Mind you, he did have his drill and a piece of plastic in one hand and was drilling towards his hand.
Yeah, kids, don't try that.
Maybe not the right method to get on the block.
All right, so apparently our listeners are going to make us squirm. Let's see. Alison's in Cardinia. Hello, Alison.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Want to make us squirm?
I try. Many years ago when we first got married, we were living in New Zealand in a small community and we'd just bought this block with a dilapidated house on it.
Yep.
And my husband was walking through the block. It was raining and it was all overgrown and he took ages to come back out. And anyway, when he did, he was being carried by our new neighbour. And out of his foot was a piece of 4x2 with a nail stuck through.
Oh, God. He still had the wood attached.
Yep.
Oh!
See, okay. Most people introduce themselves to their neighbours in a very different way, Alison, don't they?
Yeah.
So then people start saying the word tetanus shot, tetanus.
Yes, all of that. He was out of commission for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but he was.
Oh, yeah, that's rough.
Oh, that did give me a bit of a squirm.
Yeah, we squirmed in our seats right there.
Thanks,
Alison.
They watch out for the nails.
Let's go to Yokine. David, come on, buddy, make us squirm.
Oh, just like that last one.
Are you still squirming, David?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can feel the pain. What do you got, Dave?
When my daughter, my youngest daughter is 16 now, but when she was 6 months old, her mother gave her a feed, and unbeknownst to me, because I was asleep, my ex-wife brought my daughter in and gave her to me in bed to cuddle up in bed, so I picked her up.
Yeah.
Put her above my head. I was looking at her, and then she vomited straight into my mouth.
Oh, she vomited into your mouth.
Into my mouth.
That's gross, David.
Oh.
That's worse than a squirm. I feel sick.
And also because you've just woken up, like, you know that feeling when you're lying in bed.
Yeah,
lovely feeling.
Oh, David. I mean, that is a true bonding
that
moment.
Me laugh.
Yeah.
Hey, David, did you vomit back? Because I think I would have.
Oh, no, I swallowed it and looked at her and thought, what do I do?
Thought, applesauce.
Put her in bed, get out of bed, go and have a shower.
Small carrots.
I feel sick now. Claire's wife made us these beautiful cupcakes, and I feel like it's coming back up.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Well done. That's what we asked for.
Hey, David, your work is done here. Yeah. Well done.
Cheers.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
David of Yokon right there.
Oh, yeah. God.
He swallowed it. He didn't spit it out.
Oh.
It's disgusting.
I still find it funny.
What a reaction.
Yeah.
Wish you listened to Dad as well as you listened to a Big Breakfast catch-up? Spoil him with big brand fragrances from Chemist Warehouse.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.